This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Dr. Goodnight, who is the co-founder of SaaS, which is really the company that embarked on something called predictive analytics, which today is really hot. But you innovated in that. You innovated in culture and building a great culture that has been worldwide known. And here you've been CEO for 41, 42 years. Let's first start off with, where did the idea come from for SaaS?
Well, actually, SaaS was started at NC State University, analyzing agricultural data. All the experiments that were taking place at NC State were designed by the statistics department and then analyzed by the statistics department, and I was part of the group that were in charge of analyzing the data.
So then in 1976, you decide to start SaaS is a formal company, and a history lesson, please give us. Predictive analytics was in pretty early phase there. I think it didn't even really exist.
Well, it existed, but in those days, the vast amount of statistics was really involved the analysis of planned experiments, where designs were set up and experiments were carried out under the auspices or authorization of the statistics people, who made sure that if you wanted to compare one corn yield to another corn yield, you had to make sure all the other factors were taken care of. So most of it was planned, not a whole lot of predictive stuff. But then as time went on, we took things like our regression package and began using that to forecast things in the future, as well as developing time series to do forecasting. So now we find that many banks, I think even in the early 90s, began to use more forecasting for deciding who to loan money to, or you know, what kind of credit risk a person was, or different things like that that the banks were doing.
What, if you fast forward to today, what does predictive analytics mean today to CEOs?
Well, I know in retail, for example, we do a lot of forecasting all the way down to the store and SKU level to determine when a particular SKU is going to sell out at a store, and that allows the merchandise people to know whether to reorder or not to reorder, or whether it is time to start marking things down or not. So all of that is using our forecasting software to be able to determine that.
And everything you've done, if there's one word that's consistent from your culture to your business models, it's the word innovation. Talk about that.
Well, innovation is, I think, what has kept us growing for the last 40 years. We didn't just develop a software package and then sit back and just sell it for the rest of our lives. We continue to innovate. But, you know, part of that is mainly because our customers ask us to. You know, once you deliver software to somebody, they come up with ideas and suggestions on how to improve it. So over the years, we've listened to our users and our customers and tried to add features and the capabilities that they're asking for.
You have a word or a phrase called organic innovation. And first time I heard that, talk a little bit more about the context of what that means at SaaS.
Well, organic just means we do it ourselves instead of acquiring. A lot of companies they lose their innovative skills and they go out and start acquiring companies to take the place of their lack of innovation. We tend to want to create all of our software ourselves. Now we have made acquisitions in the past, but they have usually been to acquire some new market segment or some type of innovation that we hadn't thought of, and we didn't want to take the time to build it. So we'd go out and we'd buy it. So those are your choices, either build it or buy it.
So what is the real advantage, though, of building? So many companies, they buy everything, and they just build it in, and there's this umbrella. But you focus a lot on internally developing. How does that impact the culture? How does that impact the innovation?
Well, we like to do it ourselves because then you develop the talent that knows how to do it. You may have to go out and hire some experts, and then they can help teach and train the people what things are needed. But we're seeing tremendous growth in AI right now, especially in things like computer vision, where we are doing so many innovative things with computer vision. It's my belief that whatever you can see with the human eye, we can train a computer to see the same thing.
That's a pretty bold statement. Talk about how does that actually happen from a technological standpoint?
Well, essentially, we try to replicate the neurons in your brain and the synapses that connect them by having neurons inside the computer. They're just locations in the computer that we generate data and feed into them. They then wait all the inputs coming into them. Do some kind of exponentiation or some activation function on them, send all those results to the next layer, and then the next layer, and the next layer. So it's very similar to how your brain operates from neurons picking up information and passing it on to other neurons. But we train networks with millions and millions of neurons in them, so that it's very similar. And computer sight is like that. Different parts of your eyesight feed into different sets of neurons, and then those neurons all come together to form, what it is you see. And, you train your mind to understand, what a bottle of water looks like, or as you're growing up, what a cookie looks like. So these aren't natural things that you learn to recognize these things. And we can teach the computer to learn in a very, very similar way. But we do it by having an optimization function that we try to optimize at each stage of inputting of new data, so that ultimately when we have an optimization function that we've minimized, then all the weights and parameters in the model are then considered to be the weights that you're going to use.
Well, that is really interesting. What will that look like if we fast forward 5 years? And you're a visionary, so you can't promise it, but what would Dr. Goodnight say this will look like?
Well, I'm not sure that it'll look a whole lot different. There may be some modelers come up with some slightly different models that could be used. But we're already seeing that this being used in the medical field. So we're working with a university hospital over in Amsterdam that are using computer vision on CAT scans to determine whether or not a particular chemotherapy is doing its job or not by whether or not the tumors are shrinking over time. So there are a number of other uses. Facial recognition is one, and that is very advanced right now. We can recognize any number of faces as long as we have looked at them before and maybe have got several pictures of them ahead of time. We can then put those into the model, and then you'll end up as a unique numerical representation inside the computer, your face will. So the next time we see your face, we get to the new numerical representation of your face. Then we look it up amongst all the other faces we have already in there, and then that determines who you are.
That's real. So really, what we're going to use, like an eye, is going to be like the computer. We're going to use the technology of the eye into the computer, and that's what's going to drive the future. We're about to take a break, but is that the concept?
Well, the eye is just like the lens of your camera. It's just passing data on into your brain and into the different synapses in your brain. So that's the difference.
We're about to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about AI, and we're going to talk about a culture of innovation and what makes for a great culture. Back in a few.
Forensic Talk with Jim Campbell. All talk and all crime. The nation's biggest murderers were the go-to source for the Moxley murder of the Skakel appeals. Financial crimes on Wall Street. Inside the crimes of Russia's Putin and more. The facts, the forensics, the inside stories. From the host of Business Talk with Jim Campbell, it's Forensic Talk with Jim Campbell. All talk and all crime.
Learn more about Forensic Talk with Jim Campbell by visiting Park City Productions 06604's Facebook page. That's Park City Productions, 06604.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We are here today with Dr. Jim Goodnight, who is the founder and CEO of the famous SAS, and really the almost, I'd say, the inventor of predictive analytics, the person, the pioneer who drove that. So I want to talk, you're investing $1 billion in AI. Why? And are CEOs getting it? Where is AI really at? Is it prime time or what?
I think it's a very good time for all CEOs to look at AI. But remember, AI really is any computer system that makes decisions that a human would normally make. That's the Google definition. If you go to Google, I guess it comes out of Wikipedia. But if a computer system makes a decision that a human would normally make, it's considered artificial intelligence. That means some very, very simple programs, rule-based programs, that have a set of rules that they run through and decide whether or not you're going to be a good customer or not, or whether or not you should be given credit. All of these things could be considered artificial intelligence, since you're letting the computer system make that judgment. I even go back to the simple example of letting a computer decide if you're old enough to drink. So you ask the person's age, and you tell the computer how old you are, and the computer says, if age is greater than or equal to 21, then you can drink.
Well, that's good to know, and I'm glad my daughter's still 18.
But that is how that could be considered artificial intelligence. It is a decision that's being made by the computer that normally a human would make. So don't get all excited when everybody says, oh, we do AI. Well, anybody that writes a computer program is doing AI, because they're bound to have some if statements in there. So
there, I hear what you're saying. That's very interesting. Let's move now to your culture. So you have been on the best companies to work for. I think they started in 1998. You're there pretty much every single year, one of the 100 best companies to work for anywhere. What's the secret to building that? I know you have this organic innovation, this culture of innovation. What is the secret to a great culture?
Well, our culture is one that we very much believe in the people. We treat people like, one of my sayings is, if you treat people like they make a difference, then they will make a difference.
It's a great saying.
It is that you trust your people to do the right thing. You trust that the fact that they're coming in 30 minutes late means they had something else they had to do, not because they're lazy or anything like that. So you have to have the faith in people to do their job, and you have to trust them.
We have someone with us here. Oliver is your CTO as well as COO. So, Oliver, when we talk about culture, you've been here for 17 years. You're an academic by trade. So you tell me really about the culture.
Thanks, Robert. I call myself a recovering academician. I was in academia in 2002. I joined SAS from an appointment as associate professor of statistics at Virginia Tech. And what Jim just said, if you treat employees that as if they make a difference, they will. And what makes a big difference? It's growth. As a company, we've never been stagnant. Innovation is at our core, and our growth is at our core. So I was a beneficiary of that. I joined as a software developer. And that was my goal. I wanted to contribute to SAS software because it was a way for me to really have impact on my profession, statistics, as the most used statistical package in the world. But then other opportunities came about. And I always say we need to invest energy in our jobs, but not to retain it, to grow out of it. And never with the goal to open another job. And I was never looking at a role. I ended up so far to have six careers at SAS because opportunities open up. A mentor stepped in 2009. It was Dr. Goodnight who stepped in and helped guide that growth all the way to a C-level executive position. At our core, it's technology, it's innovation, and how can we help our employees to grow? Because if they grow, the company grows.
Thank you. That was an excellent example of how this works real life. So now I want to ask you, Jim, when you talk about culture, you obviously have a passion for this culture that you've built. Do you have any unique practices that you do that you say, this is really SaaS, and this is the SaaS culture? The CEOs listening everywhere, they all want to improve their culture.
Well, I think the advice I'd give is the next time you build a new building or rent new space, build private offices, not cubicles. Cubicles are very unproductive. You might get 20% more people in the same room, but you're going to lose more than 20% in efficiency of those people because they're being distracted by other people in the next cubicle. So we've always believed in private offices, which produces a lot of blank hallways, and therefore we've always had to buy art to put on the walls. And then, of course, you need some artwork in the atriums and maybe some outdoors, and pretty soon you're concerned about making sure your landscaping is beautiful, and it's just a matter of trying to make the place look as friendly and as nice as it can possibly do. So our workers have a great place to work.
That's a really interesting idea. And everyone else, you're right, is moving into the cubicles. Okay, and you have great retention of millennials at SAS. They seem to come there. They want to build their career there. What is the secret of that?
Well, our culture is one that just automatically appeal to the millennials. I think in the best place to work list, we're one of the top places for millennials to work. So I don't know that we've done anything really extra special. It's just the way our culture is.
So where do you see analytics falling in digital innovation? We have about a minute left, so let's go into that.
Well, analytics is incredibly useful to help steer your company in the right direction. Medical pharmaceutical companies, for example, use SAS to analyze all the pharmaceutical data, all the new trials, all the drug tests that they're doing. They use SAS to analyze that. And we provide all the regulatory requirements to manage the content and keep track of everything that was done to the data so that the FDA can accept it. For banks, we do, one of our big banking issues is credit card fraud. So every time you swipe your credit card, or now I guess you don't swipe it anymore, you stick it in.
Yeah.
Then there's a SAS program on the other end makes a decision as to whether or not the card is being used fraudulently. So that's we have quite a few bank customers that use us for that.
That's great. And you're really connecting into the data science audience.
Well, we've always been about data and big data, and now it's even bigger data with all the different IoT devices spewing out data, which we are analyzing now on the fly using our event stream processing that allows us to capture all the data. I know one of the big truck companies uses us to stream data from trucks that we can then use to provide asset maintenance forecasting.
Our time is up. Just one sentence on the future of SAS.
Well, we are looking forward to continuing to develop our AI, and we think companies will find it more and more useful in the future.
Well, we've been speaking with Dr. Jim Goodnight. A pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Thank you, Robert.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Bill Amelio. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing outstanding.
Yeah, well, the reason you're doing outstanding is because he's with Avnet. It's about a $19 billion company. In 2 years, you turn 100 years old, and you actually completely transformed the company, or you're in the process of it, and this is your third round as a CEO. So talk about what Avnet is for everyone.
Well, our roots are a distribution company. We started back in 1921 right here in New York City, and we've now spread into 140 different countries. And what's interesting, what we do is we essentially take the world's technology and we bring it to our customers in a lead time, cost-optimized way. So we're technology agnostic, and we're able to take an idea that any customer has and turn it into a real product by being able to select the right technology and the right components to allow them to scale that into production.
So that's really interesting, because every CEO I know, they're looking to innovate. So you're saying you could take a product and actually help them innovate and speed the time on that.
So we do three things for them. We want to take out complexity, we want to improve their time to market, and we want to be able to ensure that it's at the lowest cost.
So it sounds good. Those are three things every CEO wants, of course, and being a CEO, you know that. But give me an example. How would you do that?
So I'll give you an example how we're also changing the company from just a distributor to a technology solutions provider. So we're working with whether they're a small startup or whether they're an established company or non-traditional customer. We're able to take an idea that they have, and we'll help develop it for them and then turn it into a full-fledged product. So let me give you an example. In precision medicine specifically, we have a device that will work with a company called Vital. And if you ever go into the emergency room and they want to take your vitals, they bring over the crash cart, as they call it. And they take your vitals. It takes about 15 minutes to do that, your blood pressure, your temperature, et cetera. So now we develop a device that's essentially the size of your cell phone. You put your finger in it and allows them to measure your vitals within 3 minutes and does it perfectly.
All your vitals?
All your
within
vitals.
3 minutes? Really?
And what the killer app will be we're going to be introducing non-invasive glucose monitoring.
Wow. That's a game changer for a lot of people. That's one of the biggest problems in America.
So that's a small company, as an example, starting.
Okay, but so you with Vitals, and in fairness, I haven't heard of them. But so they come to you, and you help them. They come up with the idea, and then you help them actually produce that.
Yes.
Exactly. So you're like the innovator of innovators.
That's a good way to put it. I like that.
That's pretty cool. I was going to say the Intel inside, but you know. But that's really interesting. So all the companies, when they, at large, small company, when they want to innovate, they go to you. What is your actual process of how you're going to streamline this, make it costless?
So we have a set of talented engineers that have skills in many different disciplines, whether it's wireless technology, optics, et cetera. We have skills that go across the entire gamut of what you need as a customer to bring a product to market. So another example we could look at is a company called Hanha. And what they do is they essentially measure and track devices through the supply chain. So imagine if you want to know the condition of your wine that you just bought. You want to make sure that it was in the right temperature, the humidity, it wasn't dropped. We have a device called Live Parcel that we put into each of the shipments, and we're able to tell you everything, the whole history about that real time.
Well, that's terrific. What I've heard a rumor, so you got to tell me, is this that you could help deaf people actually feel music? Now, is that, am I off base, or you tell me?
So there's a company we work with called Not Impossible Labs. And a couple of years ago, as we were starting to start our transformation and build out what we call our ecosystem, meaning that we have the ability to be able to take products early in the life cycle, ramp them into production, and go into life with them. Well, we met a gentleman by the name of Mick Abeling, who is the CEO of that company. And he had an idea of how can I help one and then eventually help many. And where Avnet came in was the idea of we're able to scale and help many. So they had an idea that said, look, we believe that we can give deaf people and people hard of hearing the ability to be able to experience music like they've never experienced it before. So they had a device that was a kind of a little kludgy vest that they put on that had haptic technology in it, allowed them to be able to practice with this. And they did it with some people that were deaf, and they had amazing results. But then we took that design, we hardened it, we made it really slick, and now it's become one of the most sophisticated wearables on the planet. We have 22 different sensors across the vest. We got the items on your wrist and on your ankles that allow you to experience music like never before.
Wait, I got to interrupt. Have you ever witnessed someone who's deaf wearing this?
We had a debut concert where we built 250 units, and we had half the group was deaf or hard of hearing, the other half could hear. And we had a headline band, Greta Van Fleet, in Las Vegas, where we actually had a concert. And to see and witness the people who had never experienced music like that before, it brought tears of joy to their eye. We had three of our employees there, and the stories they tell after that happened was an example of what I'll say helps bring the millennials along, because everybody wants to work for a cool company. And how much cooler is that to say that you can do good and do well at the same time?
Yes, and I do know that you, at the Sphere, for like 6 years in a row, the last 6 years, you've been one of the world's most ethical companies.
Yes, sir, and we're very, very proud, as you can imagine.
Yeah, that's great. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who reinvent the fabric of America. We're here today with Bill Amelio, who is the CEO of Avnet, and we're talking about a really interesting company that helps companies innovate. So let's just talk a little more about that. Then after the break, we're also going to talk about your actual transformation of how you transformed a, whatever, over a 96-year-old company to do this. So let's say I come to you and I have, like, there's a napkin right over there and we're on the radio, but we are together in New York City. And I write a little picture on that napkin and I say, Bill, here's an idea. I have this vision. We could do this. How many steps do I have to get to before Avnet could start working with me?
Oh, almost
do I have to get protocol, the prototypes down, or?
No, almost immediately. I'll give you a great example of a student-led project. So we run one of the largest student-led competitions, like a Shark Tank kind of idea. And it's done with us in conjunction with Arizona State University. It's really great. So the five finalists, and we give $100,000 to the winner as some seed money, and we also help all the winners take their idea and progress it. And we help it with our engineers, with our supply chain, help them select the componentry, et cetera. So the top winner this year was a lady from University of Pennsylvania. And her idea was the following. She got enamored with apples and food spoilage, and the apples, roughly right, 20% of them get spoiled before you have a chance to enjoy them. And the apple you ate today is probably an apple that was in storage for anywhere from 12 to 18 months. Little did I know that.
Is that true?
That's true. And the problem that the people to store the apples have is they don't know when a bin's going to start to ripen. So she figured out a technique to use ethylene, the ethylene concentration, and watch that when it starts to rise, and you know that bin's going to go, because once one apple starts to go, the whole batch goes in that particular container. So by using an IoT device that measures that concentration of that ethylene, we're able to then predict when it fails and reduce spoilage dramatically. So we were there from the beginning with her for us helping her develop that product.
I bet IoT is just making your business explode.
Well, we're right at the knee of the curve now where it's starting to take off, because it's all about developing key use cases and the ROI for customers. So you can quickly in your head figure out the ROI. If you're able to take food spoilage down from 20% down to 1%, there's a big ROI associated with that.
Right.
Similarly, with a large coffee retailer, we're doing predictive maintenance at the edge. So we have devices that got artificial intelligence at the edge that can watch a espresso machine or a mixer and know how it's supposed to operate, and figure out when there's an anomaly that could lead to a failure and be able to have you change out the espresso machine or the mixer before it fails.
If someone wants to learn about Avnet, maybe a CEO is listening in, what's the website they would go to?
Avnet.com.
That's Avnet.com. There you go. So we have about 30 seconds before break, and after break we're going to talk about the transformation of the company. But just give one sentence of advice on innovation to those who want to innovate. What's your advice? And you can't say call Avnet. What's your advice to them?
You can't be totally risk averse. You got to be willing to throw some things against the wall and hope that something sticks, and be able to watch and have a process that you have in place that says, how do you nurture those, you know, ideas that need to be incubated? But you got a disciplined process in place to ensure that if they don't work, you move on to the next thing. But when something starts to work, you double down quick.
Sounds good. We'll be back in a few. Go to avnet.com while you're waiting.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
And we're here today with Bill Amelio, who is the CEO of Avnet. This is a company about $19 billion, 15,400 employees. But by the time, you know, people listen, there will be 500 employees. This is a company that takes from the beginning of an idea and they actually help them innovate. And they go through this whole process. And with the IoT, this is obviously going to really explode. But here's the interesting thing. The company was founded in 1921. You became CEO in 2016. But before, this wasn't really your business. So how did you do the transformation?
There was a portion of our business that wasn't performing as well as we'd like it to perform. And we asked ourselves a question, is that really core to who we are and who do we want to become? And it was clear in our mind that we want to become not just a distributor, but a technology solutions provider. So we spun off 40% of our business. And we sold it to another company called Tech Data. The divestiture went extremely well. And then we started building out what we call an ecosystem that allowed us to be able to participate with a customer from the time they had that idea on the back of an envelope to the time we were able to ramp them into pilot production, into full-scale production, and eventually into life. And we built out, through some acquisitions and partnerships, this entire ecosystem allows us to do this seamlessly for customers. So that's the whole thought process of how we're trying to transform the company into something that's unique and different. And you need to have different revenue streams if you want to be successful, because the revenue stream you count on today may not be the one in the future. So you got to have a few bets out there regularly that says that I need to make sure that we can leverage our core competencies to be able to get into new areas that will give us new revenues for the future.
But you've the ultimate one. Like, I remember a book I read, I loved, Built to Last by Jim Collins. And he said the company that will be around the longest is 3M, because at their core competency is innovation. So you sort of put that on steroids, because your core competency is helping others innovate.
I totally agree. That's exactly what we do. And it's the biggest joy you can have is when you end up to see somebody in a startup company all of a sudden take that idea from just a kernel of an idea into something that becomes what we'll call a unicorn, a billion-dollar valuation company. And we've seen a few of those.
Oh, you must love that, except that are you allowed to invest in the stocks of your companies, your clients?
There's a few that we do. We do equity investments in certain ones. We think that they fit right in our core thought process and strategy. We'll make seed investments in them.
Okay, so one thing, it's a great strategy. I get that. But how do you turn around, like, you know, a 96-year-old company, 15,000 employees? It's like turning around a big ship. How do you do that?
I like that question from this point of view, is because, you know, there's what I call corporate antibodies. And when you come up with a new idea.
Antibodies.
When you come up with a new idea, the antibodies come out to usually attack it. So what you need to have is a great change story, because people don't like to change. So the only way you get some of the change is if you have something that's compelling to say, if you continue down the path you're on, it's going to be failure. And you got to demonstrate that vividly, because if you can't, people don't believe it. But once you're able to get that compelling change story in place, you can move mountains and you can make the changes that you need to make. The other thing I would say is it's important to honor the core business that you have, so no one gets threatened by the fact that you need to have new revenue streams. But at the same time, you still got to honor the core business that you have that's going to essentially pay the bills for some time to come.
So it's interesting. So you're not just in the innovation, you're also in innovation of business models for yourself as well as others.
Absolutely. It's critical to us being able to have new revenue streams for the future.
So we'll talk about the future in a few minutes, but I want to shift, change gears, and talk about a non-for-profit you're working on. I know with your wife, this is something pretty significant. So listen in. Tell what it is.
So when I first moved over to Asia in 2000, my wife and I wanted to do something significant. We were involved in charities most of our lives, and we visited several different Southeast Asian countries, and Cambodia essentially came calling. So the story is like this. My wife went on vacation with her best friend, and she's in Sanreap, Cambodia, where the famous temples of Angkor Wat are. And she's in front of Angkor Wat, and this little girl comes up, and she tugs on her shirt, and she says, "Can I have a dollar, man?" In perfect English. And she looks down at her, and the girl's kind of tattered clothes and dirty, and she says, "Well, what do you need a dollar for?" And she says, "I need a dollar to go to school." And she couldn't believe that you had to pay to go to school. And she says, "You have to pay to go to school?" She says, "Yes, it costs."
And meanwhile, she has perfect English.
Yes. She says, "It costs $5 a month to go to school." She says, "Well, I'll give you the dollar if you take me to your schools in the afternoon." So that afternoon, she went to her schools, and she was touched by what she saw, and she ended up sponsoring a dozen girls. And a month later, she was back to Singapore, and essentially that was the start of the charity. A month later, she brings me over there, and I'll say we have a term in the charity we call the orange moment, when you get touched by it, because the colors of the charity are orange. And I walk up to one of the classrooms. I look into the classroom, and there's these girls sitting on these wooden benches, just like my wife described it, wooden benches, dirt floors, broken pencils they were sharing, scraps of paper. But they were dressed neatly in white blouses and blue pants and shorts. And when I looked in the window, I saw all these girls lined up and had these paper hearts cut out and it was pinned to their chest and had my wife's name, Jamie, on it.
No way.
Yeah, so, well.
Brought tears to her.
Hook, line, and sinker. And that from that moment on, we then ended up building 21 schools. We touched 6,600 kids every year from pre-K to 12th grade.
6,600 every year?
Every year.
Or total?
No, that's in the program, 6,600 kids.
Wow. Oh, okay.
And we have several campuses that we support. We became the model schools for the Ministry of Education in Cambodia. And we had a couple of objectives. One was to become a standard of education in Cambodia by implementing their ideas, not our ideas. Second one was...
That's a big difference.
Yes.
A lot of people miss that.
Second one is, how do you make this thing scalable and sustainable? And third, it all is about employment. So how do you make sure that the people that the kids that graduate end up being able to get jobs? One of the things that we're most proud about is the fact of the number of our gender equity program, the number of women that make it to secondary schools. I mean, we're a factor of two or three better than the average in the entire country.
Fantastic. Can you give the website for that? And then I have 1 minute left to ask you about the future.
www.caringforcambodia.org.
There you have that. So talk about now the future of innovation.
I have to put a plug in for my wife's new book. So she has two books. One's called Grace with Orange. The other one will be Stay Bothered. And the idea is, how can you stay bothered about something enough to be able to do something about it? Because some people that go see so many poverty-stricted places, they want to do something, but they just can't do it. And the concept of the book is, stay bothered and go do something.
So someone just goes to Amazon, stay bothered.
Yes.
I like that. So now, 1 minute left. The future of Avnet. You did this transformation. You're helping other companies innovate. What is it?
Well, we clearly want to be the premier technology solutions provider. We want to be right there at the epicenter and demonstrate that with this new technology wave of Internet of Things, we want to be the first mover and be the platform of choice. We have the ability today to be able to take any device around the world and connect it to the cloud and be able to get artificial intelligence to work on the data so you can get some unique insights to be able to change your business.
Bill, a real pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Thanks, Robert. Appreciate it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.